I'm Martin Tebow, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. The best way to view Henry Moore's 1969 sculpture Spindle Piece is to move around it. This bronze sculpture incorporates both full, rounded shapes in combination with sharp, hard edges to enclose a void. The smooth surfaces encourages us to focus on the positive and negative forms created by edges, curves, and shadows. As we look at the sculpture from different angles, new shapes emerge. Moore's Spindle Piece is named for the two points pierced through the middle, reaching outward on each side. This sculpture is similar to his 1939 work called Three Points, in which the spindles are facing inward towards each other. Three Points is formed into a C shape, with an additional point protruding from the center, with all three points barely touching. Henry Moore was born in England in 1898 and often used rocks, bones, empty shells, pebbles, trees, and plants as forms in his art. The David Owsley Museum of Art sculpture is part of the Spindle series. A small study for it is in the collection of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, and larger works in the series can be found in Houston, North Carolina, and elsewhere. Moore often preferred his sculptures to be very small or very large, as he felt objects close to human size were too realistic. At approximately 3 feet tall, Spindle Piece is an in-between size, neither a small study nor one of the monumental versions produced for large institutions and sculpture parks. We'd like to thank Ball State student Molly Carpenter for her research.
Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit besu.edu/DOMA.